It's Gruber Time on the Michigan Talk Network.
I've been waiting for years to buy a brand new Cadillac. But now that I've got one, I want to send it right back. I can afford the
Monday here on the program. Don't forget Steve Bannon coming up. My exclusive interview with Steve Bannon coming up a little bit later here in the program. Also today, Sam Nunberg will be here, one of Steve Bannon's advisors, also an advisor to Donald Trump. So we're going to line up for you today. Tomorrow on the program, Michael Savage will be here. So a lot going on for you here at the program, and just want to keep you up to speed. Shifting gears now. We're going with Christine Flowers, an attorney and writer for The Inquirer and Daily News, who's been here many times and outspoken on women's issues, but in a way a little bit different that fits our conversation a little bit better. Christine, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Good morning, Michigan. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, of course. You know, I the jokes that have been flying, I mean, we got together for a big college football viewing party on the weekend, and the number one joke for the entire weekend is Elizabeth Warren and all the different things that are being said and all the different things about her DNA and how she's this or that. And I mean, the jokes have been flying. She did herself no favors. She became the laughing stock of the United States, I believe, by bringing out this ridiculous DNA profile saying, you know, somewhere back maybe 10 generations ago, she had somebody that might have been, you know, just it's absolutely ridiculous. Did she destroy herself when it comes to, you know, running for president in 2020?
I don't know if she destroyed herself, but she did make it so much easier to take her down. You know, it first of all, she shot herself in the foot because there was no need for her to go out and take that DNA test. She's the one who actually, it's almost as if she played into President Trump. She took President Trump up on his bluff. And he was not ridiculing Native Americans. He was ridiculing Elizabeth Warren for her, you know, her hubris. This is a woman I wrote in a column this past weekend who looks as if she's sprung, fully formed from an L.L. Bean catalog, wearing, you know, L.L. Bean baby booty. She has the exotic allure of Eleanor Roosevelt. You look at this woman and nothing about her says Native American. And I love the jokes. I'm sorry. I engaged in them myself. I called her half a wasa, sitting full of bull. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So actually, to answer your question, actually, yeah, I think she did ruin her run at the presidency because she can't be taken seriously. She has no gravitas any longer.
No, chief eating many crows.
Is that she? It's not just that she pretended to be Native American. She has actually been disowned by the Cherokee Nation. I mean, it's not just Republicans.
Rebuked.
It's not just conservatives going after her. She's been disowned by the people that she allegedly, supposedly was honoring. And,
completely,
you know,
rebuked by the Cherokees. I mean, just totally rejected by the Cherokee Nation, saying what you've done here is a mockery and a sham, basically, you know, paraphrasing a bit. But they came back with very strong language. You know, and the Cherokee Nation, generally a left-of-center organization, you know, a group of people that tend to vote for Democrats, which is why Lisa Murkowski in Alaska voted against Brett Kavanaugh, not because of anything else except that she needed to defend her votes from Indian tribes and Indian nations. I mean, and that's true. And so when you look at what's happening here, when you get rebuked as a far-left liberal by the Cherokee tribe, you've really stepped in it.
Yeah, and I love the fact that they pointed out that, you know, the membership in the Cherokee tribe, the Cherokee Nation, is not determined by DNA, by blood, or, you know, by chemistry. It's or by biology. It is what you do, your tradition, your heritage, and how you've helped the Cherokee Nation. She's done absolutely nothing except co-write a cookbook, or, you know, say that check off a box on an employment application. And while it's true that she likely, you know, the Boston Globe did that investigation, it's true that likely she did not get her job because of or solely because of checking off that box, it's pretty interesting that Harvard went out and touted her as their first Native American hire. So she obviously used her so-called minority status to get ahead.
Can you imagine? So you look at the syllabus or whatever, and it says you have a Native American professor, instructor in this class, and you walk in and you see her. And you're like, wait a second, where's the Native American instructor?
I know.
I mean, seriously.
Go in and expect to see Cher, you know, singing Half Breed or something. No, you've got someone who, again, who looks like she's, you know, Miss L.L. Bean. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. Let me ask you about something else while I've got you. Christine Flowers here, an attorney, writer, and so forth, contributor here to the program. Speaking of women who have become untethered, unmoored, more and more rumors that Hillary Clinton's going to run again in 2020. Thoughts on that? What's your first visceral reaction to that?
My first reaction to that is that she is like that character, that Russian character, Rasputin, who they couldn't kill. They drowned him. They hit him with a hatchet. They tried to strangle him. They did all these things, and he kept coming back. He wouldn't die. She won't die. She won't go away. It's scary. On the other hand, I think it's great for the GOP if she continues to try and come back and claw her way out of the grave back into the public conscience, because it's like Nancy Pelosi, it's like, you know, Dianne Feinstein. They have no new blood out there. No,
that's right.
Legitimate contenders. So I think it's great for us if she does it.
Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Dianne Feinstein, you got it. Anyway, I want to leave it right there. Christine Flowers, the attorney, writer, and always great to have you here, Christine.
Thank you, Steve. Love being here.
Always a pleasure. Christine Flowers here on the program. Heading up to 52 after the hour. Don't forget Steve Bannon joining me here for an exclusive interview a little bit later on the program. Quick break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the